On The Naked Scientist this week, it's worth as much as the illegal drugs trade, it's costing thousands of people their lives and even more their livelihoods, and for some species it's the single biggest driver towards their extinction. It's the illegal wildlife trade.
So we're meeting the scientists and some law enforcement officers who are going to be turning up the heat against criminal cartels to try and save some of our most charismatic species.
And one example of this is the tiger. So I went along to meet some down at London Zoo.
Cats. just like my cat.
Slightly bigger.
Yeah, just a
little bit. My name is Paul Dearnellis. I work at ZSL, Zoological Society of London, on our Africa programme, and also leading on illegal wildlife trade. Illegal wildlife trade, it's a sort of all-encompassing term, but it's looking at some of the issues around those species that are traded either in whole or in part, and it's associated with illegality, often associated with international organised crime networks, and it's rapidly been recognised over the last few years as being a really significant issue, not just for wildlife, although it's obviously why an organisation like ZSL is engaged in it, but also around criminality, governance, lawlessness, undermining local people's livelihood options and so on. And I think that a recent UN assessment estimated that annually illegal wildlife trade accounts for anything up to $10 to $20 billion per year, which puts it in the same league as things like narcotics, weapons, people trafficking and so on.
We're standing outside the tiger enclosure. Can we go and have a look at the tigers?
We can indeed. I think the tigers are nestling on their hot rocks, which, to be honest, I'm quite envious of today. Yeah, there they are, stretched out, one arm in the air.
Oh yeah, they do not realise it's snowing outside, do they?
No, I don't think we're going to move them from there.
So these overgrown tabby cats, I mean, they're absolutely beautiful. What would someone want an animal like this for in the context of the illegal wildlife trade?
To be honest, with tigers, it's almost any part of their body associated with traditional Chinese medicine and other tonics and so on. So bones, skin, even blood and other body parts, which is a really major issue affecting them today.
Oh, God, that's, that's tragedy, really. Like, they're just so great, all in one piece.
Well, indeed. And look, it's hard to put a figure on exact numbers, but there's probably less than 4,000 tigers in the wild at present. That's gone down from substantially more than that, sort of around about the turn of the 19th, 20th century. So it really is imperative that we take action against the trade that's affecting these species, otherwise we're going to lose them forever.
So these guys have their hot rock they're resting on, and we don't have the luxury. We're outside in the cold, so should we go and warm up somewhere?
Sounds good.
You mentioned earlier this is a massive industry. This isn't someone just nicking eggs off a beach and eating them. This is like a huge thing. So who are the key players involved here on each step of the process?
It's a very complex picture. It does actually go all the way from people from rural communities who may be willingly or not implicated in IWT. They may be poaching something, then selling it to middlemen, who then may pass it on to people further up a sort of criminal network. It depends really on the product, but if you're looking at, for example, something like ivory, you will see middlemen sourcing them from a number of different locations before they then pass out via either airports or international ports and then moving around the world. It's actually incredibly flexible in making use of the sort of criminal networks that ship and trade all sorts of other products as well.
Now with us is a little, looks like an anteater. It's very furry and it's very sweet. I'm stroking it now. Not a real animal. It's a fluffy, cuddly one, I should point out, but what is this and why am I cuddling this toy?
I can certainly answer the first part of the question or try to. So this is a pangolin. Species-wise, it looks to me like a giant pangolin from Africa.
You can identify the cuddly toy.
I'm being cautious and no one else can see it, so I'm probably on safe ground. Apart from looking like a little dinosaur and generally being a pretty cool animal, it has the dubious distinction of being the most heavily trafficked wild mammal in the world at present. For some species, we talk about body parts representing two lions or 50 or 100 elephants. For pangolins, they're traded in tons. And primarily, that's for consumption in East and Southeast Asia, whether that's for food or medicinal products.
How do you move something of that scale?
So for pangolins, what we're seeing is where the scales are often stripped off, put into big bags, and then shipped almost like any other good. And we come back to this idea of illegal wildlife trade or wildlife crime as being another crime. And for the criminals involved, it's about making money from utilising a product. Unfortunately, these endangered species are the product. And whilst it remains relatively low risk and relatively high benefit, then those sorts of criminal gangs are going to get involved. And it's our job and the job of the enforcement agents and others who are trying to protect these species to try and alter that balance so that it becomes a high risk and lower gain opportunity for criminals, and hopefully then they'll move on to, well, hopefully they're not engaged in any criminal activity, but certainly move away from wildlife.
Then they'll just stick to, you know, theft, yeah, just, plain
just
old
narcotics,
theft.
That sort of thing, things that don't bother us.
That was Paul Dion Ellis at ZSL London Zoo.